Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello and welcome to this 73rd episode of the Nata PR School podcast. How long does it take to get known? Isn't that a great question? Well, maybe like me, huh? We all desire overnight success. Seems like so much fun and such a dream, right? Yet, as I know from personal experience, when your business really takes off and you have this amazing wave of success and let's say mandates and demands coming in, of course, we are thrilled, right? We're excited, of course, but we are rarely 100% ready. We are seldom equipped to receive this crazy wave of demand, of, let's say, mandates or demands for your product, right? It's really rare. So sometimes you have resources missing, like what? Like maybe you won't have enough products to meet the demand. I've seen it so often happen. Maybe you won't find the expert employees you need. I call those our little hands. So sometimes we need people to be able to serve all the clients that we all of a sudden have signed in, right? And maybe your distribution won't be able to deliver as you were expecting. You have distribution issues. Or it's your resellers. They have underestimated the demand for your product. I've seen it so often. So maybe you presented this beautiful product to them a year, 6 months prior to the launch. And well, they ordered a few, but not many products. And all of a sudden, you succeeded to create this demand, huge demand, and they want to receive products right now. They want products like now in their store. And maybe you don't have enough products to answer the demand. So these are just a few problems that maybe you might live. And some companies don't survive the crazy demand if they like underestimated even their sometimes money resources or human resources. So why do we dream about an overnight success? Well, I think now I'm old enough and I've been around so long that what I'm really interested in is lasting success. Success you build and that takes time. Why? Because then you have the time to put in place the resources you need. You have the time to find them. And since I'm still passionate about public relations, marketing, communications, and social media, now I'm in this space or place in my life where I want to create something that's going to last. So I don't need to create an immediate and an overnight success. But even if this is what you're trying to create, this famous overnight success, well, know that I haven't seen that really happen. I've seen it for some specific products, but a company that becomes an overnight success, it's really, really rare. What we have seen lately is a company that started a partnership with some influencer, let's say an influencer that has a really active community and the influencer loved the product, then you have a PR campaign around it. So when you have all the elements, promotional events around the product, it can happen that you have a crazy success. All of it seems like all of a sudden, but there's kind of a buildup that happens before, obviously. But you know, for that kind of success to happen, you need to put in place many things. But for the lasting one, the one that I'm seeking for that will last, you have to have like a steady communication, repeated actions, repeated promotions. You have to create what I call the compound effect with press releases that you send out there. Like many things that are going to be repeated differently, like you're going to send out different information out there, but you'll have this consistency. These successes all have in common repeated actions, like athletes, musicians that repeat skills or train day after day. Sometimes one day it's not working, but they keep doing and repeating and training. So it's really like the probably the key, one of key of the success is they never stop. And to create this consistency, you might think about clothing company, clothing manufacturer, a collection of clothing that they have season after season. It's an industry that really did that well because of the business, actually, because they're launching something for fall, something for spring, summer, the holidays. So they always have these new collection because they want to keep attracting the consumer. So this is what they do. And it might seem a little easier to build something consistent when you're selling clothing, but it's also difficult because you have to reinvent yourself all the time to keep being interesting and make sense to the consumer. But it's a business that really works when you have this consistency and it's these repeated actions. But to answer that tricky question, how much time does it take to get known? As you can imagine, there are many answers to that simple question. It really depends on so many things. But what we've seen at Nara PR, I have some examples to give you. And one day, recently, a Canadian company asked us, that company was known in one of the 10 provinces in Canada. In Canada, you have 10 provinces and 3 territories. For those who think that we have 13 provinces, they're called territories. So 3 territories, 10 provinces. So this company was known in one province, like the second biggest market of Canada. And their question was, realistically, how much time and effort does it take before we should start to see the brand get known across Canada? Wow. what a question, right? My answer was, and because we've been around for quite a long time, so I draw my answer from my past experiences, our past experiences at the agency. And I gave that company example from other brands we've helped grow throughout Canada and sometimes the United States. So for Caudalie Beauty Brands, French brand that's been around for more than 20 years, it took them a good 3 years to get known in Canada, in the US, plus one shop open in the Toronto market, 2 in the Quebec market. To go faster, to increase their visibility, that's the strategy they took. So they decided to open, let's say, flagship store, like branded stores, because they could then show their entire image, the entire product lines too. So this is why some company decide to open a few stores to be able to showcase the entire line of their products or who they are and tell their story in such a space. And for another beauty brand called Innisfree, Innisfree is known internationally. So it took them one store, one shop opening in Toronto, so 1 year to get known. To be very present in the English Canada market. Kérastase, hair care line. Everybody seems to know that brand now, but back in the days, 20 years ago, when we started promoting that brand, media, I remember journalists were asking us, Kera what? Kérastase? Sounds like a scalp disease, skin disease. So now it's a huge brand, and it took a good 3 years before really media related to the brand because they, you know, it took time to receive the products, try it, learn about the product, and get in touch with it. So it takes time. And for Chou et Moura Hair, that's a hairline from the Chou et Moura. There's a makeup line, but that was for the hairline, a good 2 years. And for Bugs Footwear, Bugs is B-O-G-S. That's an American company that we love out of Portland, yeah, Oregon in the United States. Took them a good 2 years. But if you're looking for the perfect winter boots, stop looking. It's bugs. You need bugs. Then if you try those and you find, you know, your size, you're going to fall in love with that brand. They're perfect for Canadian weather, rain, snow, cold, no cold. They are amazing boots. And in those days, they were selling 20% of their products in Canada. So voila. But I hear you, my young listener, or you who started a company a few weeks, a few months ago, you're like, oh my God, it's going to take forever. It doesn't mean if you're not like extremely known, extremely famous, that you're not going to make sales. No, no. On the contrary, you can make sales and make a lot of money, even at the beginning, even if you're not super known, right? This is true for one of our students at the NetApp PR School. They created a company, and he had envisioned, he had his visions, he knew what he wanted to create. He had a few products he started selling, so he was testing the market when he started to work with us. And so what we did is we were able to have the local TV do a segment on them. We had two newspaper reviews, interviews with the founder of the brand. They were even able to do like $10,000 of sales, like at the very beginning, because they had a very, very interesting product, which was not the final one they wanted to create in their company, but they knew they had something in their hands. But what's really interesting about this story, this young entrepreneur at the very beginning who decided to learn how to combine PR with social media, is the after raising, making sales, not raising, selling $10,000 of products, they decided to launch their financing campaign, you know, those crowdfunding campaign. And their first goal was $30,000. And after only a week, they were able to generate more than $100,000. They raised more than $100,000. And I think that at the end of the week, they were close to $150,000. It's a very fascinating story, and I will invite this young entrepreneur on one of my future podcasts, I promise. He has a very interesting story, and he really was able to put in place some very basic elements to be able to have this Kickstarter and raise money to start his company. So hopefully you've loved this this episode of how much time does it take to get known? It's such a good question, isn't it? And it takes effort and time for sure. So hopefully this is like a little break in your week. And I hope this podcast is giving you some ideas. And if you want to keep the conversation going, you know where to find me. You can always book a free consultation with me. The link is below the podcast. But if the link is not working, you can always reach me at nara@narapr.com. And I answer all my emails. I'll be more than happy to schedule a meeting with you. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to narapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NetApp PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nara@narapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.